going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here's Mr. Dodger Blue himself right now.
He doesn't have that stupid hat on.
You should have seen him last week. He looked great. He had the...
I saw that stupid hat. I was here.
There he is.
Oh, my goodness.
Since you asked about it, I forgot. I mean, you don't have yours on today, so I'll wear mine.
We got to get that Dodger Blue playing when...
It's a great song. I don't have a problem with it. It's just that stupid hat and the stupid name of the song.
It's actually a great-looking hat, though. That's the killer part.
Yeah, I mean, it really
it's
is.
Like a Royals hat better.
Classic, you know, got a nice little patch on there for
Oh,
you.
Gosh, please.
Why are you so bitter about it when we celebrated the World Series, man?
We didn't celebrate a damn thing, Jason.
I mean, this whole act you have where you don't like LA teams is just getting old. I mean, just go ahead and you pretend to hate the Dodgers. You pretend to hate Draymond Green. I mean, this is just getting ridiculous now. Let's just be mature. Let's be adults.
Not to sound like RG3, but that Draymond Green heat is real. I can see it in his eyes.
The only LA team that I halfway can stand is USC. That's it.
That's a shame. That's probably, yeah. I don't know why I got this crazy glare, but no one's watching.
I don't have a problem with the Clippers. Although when they play the Kings, I'd start to not like them anymore.
Well, they're the Clippers, so I mean, being the Clippers is enough to feel sorry for them.
Even Jason doesn't like the Clippers. Jason missed the LA.
Dre's the only one that likes Andre.
That's right, Andre Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, you grow up in LA. Someone tells you they're a Clipper fan. The first question you ask is why. Like, so, like,
what happened to you?
Like, so is this a joke? Like, I did a story years ago on Clipper Daryl, and he told me the story of why he's a Clipper fan. He was literally like, I lost my job and I felt terrible. And I was watching TV and they were just saying how the Clippers were the worst team like ever. He was like, I feel bad. They're a bad team. We should like be together, basically.
Damn, that sounds like that Kendrick Lamar song. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers.
Story he'll tell you. He's like, basically, I had lost my job and I was in the dumps. Then I see this team that's in the dumps and like it was like a trauma bond.
It's like Kenya Barris. Kenya Barris is the one who's the
he is the
Clippers fan. That's why it's written into everything he writes.
Yeah, watch that Fat Joe show he's going to be working on.
I don't know that I'm going to do that. I'm just not a big fan of Fat Joe. That is just not my. Okay, Jay. The last time, so hey, what are we doing? Is this weekend? We flying down?
I don't know. I've you know, this whole fatherhood thing kind of complicates it.
Kids always get in the way.
I don't know. Maybe they're not old enough to take care of themselves, but they're big enough to take care. They're like 6'3", you know, 205 pounds. They'll be fine.
Yeah, you know, I guess it'll be a game time decision. You know, okay. I got enough flight credits and, you know, enough pizza you can give them and some Dino Taps so they can go to sleep. I mean, strike that last part.
Yeah. No.
I'm not really going to do that. I'm not going to really give my kids Benadryl and go watch Kendrick Lamar.
It's jokes, everybody. It's jokes.
Yeah, like, it's allergy season. Children, come here. You guys are all big for your age. You all get the adult dose. Come on, here you go.
How fun was it for you to be able to write about two of your loves at the same time? We've got the Eastern Conference Finals coming up, which is, you know, a WWE storyline that took place at Madison Square Garden like a year or so ago.
Yeah. I'm ordering my shirts. Yeah, I'm ordering both shirts.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, WWE got Jalen Brunson shirts.
I don't think I've seen the Brunson shirt.
Yeah, they do. They got Brunson shirts.
The shirt that Brunson was wearing, that they got that in the Halliburton shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, that is just hilarious because, it's almost if you believe sports is scripted, you're like, come on now, they're in New York, WWE's, there's got to be some type of play here. Tyrese Halliburton is a big fan. Mm-hmm. It was cool to write about because it's like, over the course of the last year or so, both have kind of been like a heel and a face. Like, Tyrese is like, it's still weird for me to see people don't like Tyrese. It's the weird, like, he's like one of the nicest guys I've ever been around in terms of the NBA and guys you cover. It's just weird people don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what did he ever do? I mean, is it, you know, because even the whole with he was overrated. I was like, it was 14 people.
Yeah, that's it. I hate those lists. Those lists are so dumb.
Yeah, like it was 14 people out of, yeah, I'm like, he is not the most overrated player in basketball. It's 14 people. Hmm. I said, on top of that, you know, I long stopped caring about player opinions and polls and all that when they let the players vote for the All-Star game and guys like Papa Giannis were getting votes and like somebody didn't vote for like KD and LeBron for the All-Star team 1 year. I'm like, they kind of lost the right to ever complain about how anyone votes when you can objectively say, I'm not going to vote for LeBron James.
Hmm. Right. Well, it was
a fun story to write, you know, it was cool, quick little, you know, let's tie in sports and wrestling and
yeah, this is your bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a Jason Jones special.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely a fun, you know, fun little thing to, you know, beat some, you know, just a regular old game story or a regular just series preview. Like, what's the matchup between Pascal Siakam and Miles? Who cares? Miles Turner against Karl Anthony Towns.
How would Triple H book the conference finals?
He's going to definitely have Halliburton win. He's going to have a heel win.
Mm. So Halliburton's the heel.
Oh, yeah, and this definitely.
Okay.
I mean, he's definitely the heel. I mean, Jalen is like Mr. Clutch. He's got the whole company behind him because he's in New York, so he's got the company push. They put, you know, the rocket on his back. You know, he's got the number 5 jersey in the league. He's got the great story of, you know, they didn't want him in Dallas. They let him leave for nothing, you know. Yeah, he's clearly the face in this. And, you know, Halliburton, his dad's like, could be the heel manager, you know. You know, he just – Tyrese kind of dresses like Seth Rollins sometimes. You know, you ask him about being ever overrated, he goes, I don't care what anyone says about me, you know. Yeah, to me, yeah. And then you've got the heel lineage going to New York. Reggie Miller can, like, you know, come out the stands and, like, you know, trip Karl Anthony Towns or something crazy. He would definitely have Indiana winning, I think. The only tricky part would be, would he want, you know, do you want to have your, you know, next round of the playoffs in Indiana or New York?
Mr. Halliburton would do a run-in, though, somewhere.
Mm. Oh, he's got to, you know, he's got to, like, at some point, you know, Karl Anthony Towns is, like, driving to the basket. He does some weird thing, and Carl does one of his weird, awkward body, like, throws his hands up, and the ball flies in the air. Like, he goes boo, and Carl jumps or something weird.
I hope they let him back.
I hope so, too.
It's the conference finals.
Yeah, I mean, of all the crazy things that have happened with parents in the league, it's not like he was going to fight. I mean, Ja Morant's dad got into it with Shannon Sharp, you know. Sharp. Yeah, I mean, this is not even the worst dad thing ever. I mean, like, come on. What are we doing? Like,
he still ain't worse than Marvin.
See, why are you guys doing that, man? See,
still ain't worse.
I wasn't even going there. See, I'm still more afraid of Jokic's brothers than I am John Halliburton.
Thugs.
I saw one of the dudes at the All-Star. I said, "Oh my!" I was like, "God, that looks like yeah." When you make Jokic look like the little brother, yeah,
some big boys. Some big boys. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the Brunson shirt right now. The W. I like that shirt. That shirt is fire. I might get that one. I like that shirt. He's in the ring. He's got the three up and everything. I like that.
The thing on his hand from the injury from the playoffs.
I like that.
That's elite capitalizing on the moment by WWE.
Yeah. Do you you're a basketball fan, so you'll watch either way. But story wise, you're a writer. What's the best story left in these NBA playoffs with like the NBA finals matchup or this player going up against here or whatever? I've got an idea. We kind of talked through it a little bit earlier, but before I say that, what do you think the best story is?
I think the best story would be a Knicks Timberwolves final because of the trade.
Bang.
I think that's the best story because what better way to decide who won the trade by who wins the finals? I mean, that would be just crazy. The trade happened like a week before, like the weekend before training camp. And yeah, that would be crazy, you know, because normally it's like who won the trade. Maybe one team wins the championship, another team doesn't, or maybe neither team ever wins anything. So it's kind of like, well, what did you want? But if Minnesota were to win a championship and it turns out the secret was to get to get another center off the front line with Rudy Gobert, get him a power forward like Randall. And the kind of the way Randall was maligned in New York, we've got to get rid of this guy. It was there were two really good players where people were like, we just got to get rid of him to, you know, make this thing work. So I think there's a lot there.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Here. You know, you've got the Tibbs connection with Minnesota.
I forgot about that.
You know, I mean, there's just a lot you can, you know, there's a lot there, you know. And then just from on a personal thing for me, you know, Elston Turner's on that staff with Minnesota. Corliss Williamson, two guys I know, two of my frat brothers. I would not be mad to see them win a championship at all. Corliss has one as a player, but, you know, I wouldn't be mad to see. I forgot where Mike is. I think there might be another Kings connection on, or Micah's in Denver, I think. I forget at this point. So many former Kings guys go all over the place.
So many but former Kings guys being successful. I can't keep track.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to trigger you, but. But for me at this point.
We got Bobby back. It's all right. We got Bobby back.
For me, with the you know, the Lakers done, I root for the guys I know, and of all the teams left, Minnesota has more people that I know.
Okay,
so I'm like, yeah, go, you know. Plus, I think Anthony Edwards is an NBA champion. It would be like the most, oh my God, just like crazy. Like, do you think he talks a lot now? You couldn't tell him anything. And I think, I mean, to me, that would be like the most memeable thing. Like Rudy Gobert with the trophy would like drive. I think that might drive Draymond over the edge. If Rudy gets to hold the trophy, the only thing that would be funnier would be Karl Anthony Towns. I think Chris Bosh would be erased from history if Karl Anthony Towns has to celebrate a championship. I think Chris Bosh would no longer have the most uncomfortable celebration in championship history. I think Kat's gonna top that, but with all that being said, we'll probably get Indiana OKC.
Well, you know, you're gonna take the trophy straight to Rucker Park. You know what I mean? To Rucker Park,
yo, why
to Washington Heights? You know what I mean?
If you thought Tatum copying random people was funny last year, Carl's gonna be at the bodega. He would do everything.
He's absolutely wearing Timberlands and Camo to game one.
Yeah.
Like he walked out of the Wu-Tang Clan video in 1994.
He's wearing like a yellow puff jacket to game
one. Oh, yeah.
Even though it's May, he's wearing a beanie and yeah. Yeah. I just think of all of the four left, probably the most boring. I don't know what Indiana would do. I mean, OKC. I think Tyrese would be great. You know, but I don't know. Indiana, I'd be like, I mean, OKC, I'd be like, okay, they won. I'm not going to say that. That would be mean for me. Never mind. I almost made a reference to soul food with OKC winning.
Yeah, I – like people like
Chet can go to the cookout with a chip.
Chet will be bringing his what was the girl's name in Napoleon Dynamite? Was it LaWanda? He'd be bringing his LaWanda. Chet be a tiger.
Oh, that Chet will absolutely be a tiger.
Yeah, that would be like the most unlit parade ever. Like, parade. I mean, I can't imagine like what Shea would do that would be over. Like, I can see Tyrese like going Pat Bev, throw his jersey in the crowd, run around. He'd have a WWE belt in the back already. What would OKC do? Like,
yawn.
The Oklahoma City Thunder vying for the boringest NBA champions of all time. It's a 68-win basketball team, by the way.
Who you guys think got that title right now?
It's got to be one of the
Spurs. It's got to be San Antonio, yeah.
San Antonio won a lot.
Yeah,
it's got to be one of those Spurs teams. But yeah, it'd just be like, you won 68 games and really no one believed in you still. It's like, we almost won 70 games and no one cared.
That's funny. Was it a East Bay commercial or like a Foot Action commercial or one of them where I can't remember, like maybe Derek Rose, someone's on the phone with Tim Duncan And Tim Duncan's like sitting on a couch, and they like they're giving
Bobby Footlocker.
They're giving him like big news, and he goes, "Wow, I can hardly contain myself," and he knocks over like he just like pushes over a cactus. The most charisma that Tim Duncan has ever shown us.
I bet you, like, with the cameras away, I bet you Tim is lit.
Oh, I believe it.
I bet you, like, get away from everything else. Tim is like off the hook.
Well, when he wore those jorts and sandals to the MVP presentation, I was like, all right, wow. Settle down.
People think it was Iverson that got the dress code. I think David Stern said, the hell with this. No, we got to do something. Did you really wear this? Do you have Birkenstocks on?
Yeah, he had some Birkenstocks.
He looked like he was just having a good day at the park with his kids, and they annoyed him with this MVP stuff. Like, you know what? I'll go, you know, but I'm not going to change what I have on.
Hey, Tim, you just won the MVP. Do I have to do anything? Do I have to go? I'm good, man. I'm good.
Okay, I guess. People forget low-key how bothered Tim Duncan was by the dress code, which I don't think is even a thing anymore. I haven't heard about that.
Yeah. Tim Duncan and Steve Nash were low-key pissed about the dress code. Everyone focuses on Allen Iverson, but Steve Nash was out there in flip-flops and board shorts.
He was like, what the hell? This is some bull.
The helly?
Everyone just like looked at, you know, I wonder at all the black players. Like, look, they're mad. Steve Nash is like, this is some bull.
Yeah, right.
What's wrong with my shorts? Dirk was cool with it, though. You know, Mrs. Nowitzki made sure he was cool.
You got to have the right people in your life.
Dirk still has the coolest walk-up ever, you know? The plate with the foil on it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Player with, I don't care about league fits. You will never top Dirk being sent to work.
He had the cookout plate.
His wife was like, babe, I know you're going to be hungry. You have to eat that food there. You know, I got some leftover turkey wings, you know, and
looking like Trey and Boys in the Hood.
His wife asking, how come Michael Finley won't come over and play cards with them no more? Good for us.
Does Ant-Man have you brought up Anthony Edwards and like what a moment it would be for him to win a title from a superstar perspective out of, and I think these conference finals have like young stars everywhere. Does Ant-Man have the most to gain if he does wind up winning an NBA championship?
That's a good one. I think so, in the sense that I think that he's already kind of on the cusp of that, like, mainstream superstardom.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, I don't know if winning a title does that for anyone else but him. I mean, I think he's been on that trajectory, even though he says he doesn't want to be, you know, off the court stuff. Even his off the court stuff isn't criminal. He's just being a young dude who needs to do some things differently, you know. Yeah. But I think even that moment from the documentary with Obama, the stuff like that, he's hard not to like, just as a personality. And I just think that, I mean, he's a guy, even when he saw it in LA, even when he beats your team, you can't be mad at him. So I think, you know, he as much as he doesn't like it, he wins the championship. He goes to the top of that face of the league stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like he may fight it, but it's inevitable. He wins a championship. He's so charismatic. He's so fun to watch. And he's the type of guy who's left who would have one of those Jordan Gatorade commercial
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Type play moments. Like, he'll dunk on some. He'll do something where you go, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that, or I haven't seen that since, you know. And then if all the guys left, maybe besides Shea, he's the only guy I watch and say, I see Jordan or I see Kobe. I think Shea has more of Kobe's, number 24 game, you know, but I think Ant has number 8 and number 23. Because he can, you know, but he also can shoot the three. It's almost like he just gets bored and says, you know what, I'm going to start making threes now. Hmm. I'll just lead the league in three-pointers made. And, you know, and then he can, yeah, he can almost do so much. You almost like, you know, what, you know, we don't know what to expect from him. But I think he wins the championship. You're looking at, like, you know, Mr. on the cover of video games, all that stuff. Yeah. That shoe he has will, you know, be even more, you know. You know, I don't know if it'll be the number one shoe in basketball, but it'll be up there.
He's the one they'll have the ads ready for, like, after the buzzer goes off. Oh, yeah. And they go to the first commercial break.
Oh, yeah.
They'll have the ads ready for Adidas.
They'll have the latest iced tea commercial ready to go. When he says the most unintentionally funny stuff, like, he really dedicated a game to his daughter. And everyone's like, oh, really, Ant, you're going to do that right now? And it's like, anyone else said that, oh, it's so sweet. We're like, come on, Ant. Don't do that, Ant. Like, let's not start these conversations right now, Anthony. But, yeah, he's probably of all the players in the league. He's one of my top three, one of my favorite players to watch just in general. Like, I would go to League Pass and just watch the Timberwolves if he's playing, no matter who they're playing against, because he's so much fun to watch.
Yeah, you mentioned it, whether he likes it or not, whether he wants it or not. He checks all the boxes to be, at the very least, a top five star in this league. You mentioned earlier, Steph and LeBron are still here, so it's kind of hard to get them out of the paint as long as they're still here. But Ant's got everything. He's got the charisma. He's got the gameplay that's spectacular. It's not just kind of quiet like SGA and all this other stuff, quiet but effective. No, it's loud and effective. Mm-hmm. He's got the off-court stuff with the shoes. He's got it all. He's got it all. And if you get a situation, it doesn't matter how he does it, if he – you know, wins a championship. But, man, if you got him going up against the Knicks in the Garden in the NBA Finals and he was able to win that, he's going to the moon. He's going to the moon.
His charisma is crazy, you know. And he's almost like the perfect star for the social media era just because he's so easily clippable. And some of it's not even intentional, but – he's so great just in little, like, sound bites. And then overall, and, you know, even, like, the idea that he likes to eat, like, Cheetos. And he's just relatable on so many different levels. Hmm. And then the only thing, I think the only thing that would be kind of crazy is that he wins the championship. They're all going to wonder when they're going to get him out of Minnesota, give him to New York or LA. Like, okay, you're so good, we can't let you be in Minnesota.
Like, well, the good news for Minnesota, they trade him to LA, they'll win the lottery the next year.
Oh, yeah, they're winning right away, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be the move for everybody.
Long as there's a generational talent in the next draft, like, hey, Adam, I need one of them Luka specials.
LeBron's going to retire, and Adam's going to make the call. He's going to be like, Mr. Rodriguez, you got to buy the team with your business partner. Mm-hmm. We need a favor. You're sending Anthony to the Lakers. Why? Shut up. He's going to the Lakers.
Oh, no. No, that's not the call Adam's placing. Adam's like, oh, LeBron's retiring? Okay, let's get Vegas up and running. LeBron, yeah. Who do you want? Ant-Man? Hey, guess what, Minnesota? Ant-Man's going to Las Vegas. Now that I say that out loud, that sounds dangerous.
No.
Anthony Edwards in Las Vegas sounds terrifying. Come on, yeah.
Let's keep him in Minnesota. How about that?
Maybe
let's keep him there.
Maybe it's best for all of us he stays in Minnesota.
We are not going to ask Ant, do you want to be in a warm weather or a cold weather? We're not going to ask him that.
Yeah. He'd give Nick Cannon a run for his money in Vegas.
Well, rumor says he's already knocking on the door.
Even with that, he still could be the face of the league. It's like, okay, yeah, you know.
Meanwhile, the Thunder win the title, and it's just like, all right, so what do we do now?
Let's go smoke hookah. That's all there is to do.
We're in Oklahoma City. Let's go to the movies.
Yeah.
The most wholesome celebration of all time.
Out there, like, there's that little area right by the arena with, like, a movie theater, and, like, mm-hmm. It used to be KD's, I think it was Toby Keith's or something now, or, like, they're like, let's walk over here and go to like a I think that's the Dodgers AAA affiliate, I think. Hey, we won. Let's go to a baseball game, a minor league baseball game.
Thunder celebrating with apple cider.
Celebrating.
No champagne. No champagne, guys.
Having a nice prayer in the locker room. And then.
Well, that's always, I always thought about that. If like the Jazz ever won, no alcohol after 10, right?
No alcohol on Sundays. No alcohol
if they
on
won
Sundays.
On Sunday. Oh, yeah. That'd be crazy.
No alcohol on Sundays.
My first time I went to like a Applebee's in Utah, I was so confused because I had just watched the Kings game. I'm like, I need a drink. And I said, I want to get whatever. And she looks at me and she goes, and I'm like, and what? Like, give me my drink. I might have been with Tony. He's like, hey, bro, you're in Utah. You got to order food with a drink. I'm like, why? I'm not hungry. I want a drink. But out there, they like, you have to order food. And I was so lost. And then that's where I learned about beer that was like 1 or 2% alcohol.
Oh, jeez. The point.
And I'm like, I'm not a beer. I'm like, I've had like 4 of these things and it feels like, what is this? They're like, oh, look, they said out here, the beer, if it's labeled strong, that's like regular beer. I'm like, this is crazy. I'm like, and y'all live out here on purpose?
Daniel said the Thunder are filming TikToks and playing Call of Duty after they win.
they're 16 years old.
What are you guys going to do now? Call of Duty!
Let go. No, watch out. There he is. I hate to be this way. Utah would be the worst place for an NBA championship. I mean, that'd be awful.
That would be great if they won on Sunday. They won a championship. That's why they won't let them win the lottery. And Silver's like, no, there's no way you can let them have it. No, we can't have that. He's like, you got too close in the late 90s.
You imagine the video of like the fans leaving the arena just walking out calmly, single file line, just leaving, like they're leaving recess, winning the title.
The scenes out in the Delta Center as the Jazz just won the championship. I thought this was February.
Just sporadic applause, just off beat and everything.
Yeah, that'd be the worst championship. They can't ever win.
I think Indiana would be kind of crazy.
Indiana low key, yeah, it'd go up.
Yeah, I think Indiana would go up.
Yeah.
It'd be crazy out there.
They'd crowd that skywalk like they ain't never seen before.
I think of the 4 teams left, the one that scares me the most would be New York. Because you see how they act when they win a series.
Oh yeah, New York would be a little.
I was like, New York sports fans can't say anything to any other city ever again about being real sports fans when they damn near riot after winning a series.
Yeah,
I don't know how they're going. If the Knicks won a championship, I don't know. I don't even know how they could prepare.
It would go on for days.
That would be crazier than when the Cubs won the World Series when the Red Sox won it, because. At least, I mean, I'm like, you see that video of the guy wearing the Tyrese jersey and they're all like surrounding him?
Come on, man.
I'm like, come on, man. Y'all didn't even play. The man just walking down the street with, with his Halliburton jersey. You're like, yeah. This is, if they win, oh, God, that's going to be like, they're going to have to call in the National Guard to come. It's going to be like day five of the celebration. Schools have been canceled. Because we have a whole generation of people, like maybe a couple more than one, that have no idea what the Knicks winning a champion. I'm 46.
I have no idea.
I have no idea. What
52 years?
Was it? It was 70 something, right?
I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it was 73. Yeah, because they beat the Lakers in 71 and 73. And then ever since it's been. Maybe they'll let Charles Oakley hang out again if they win.
Phil got both of those, right? He got both of those players.
Oh, yeah, Phil on both of those, yeah.
Charles Oakley, the only one they don't let in there.
They got to let Oakley hang out, Sprewell, Patrick Ewing, John Starks will be forever forgiven.
John Starks stay at the Garden. Like, he's there every damn
day. They all there. The only one is Charles
in terms
Oakley.
Of they'll let go of 2 of 17.
Well,
they'll be like, okay, maybe they'll never let that go. Maybe they'll let Charles Smith hang out.
Yeah, no, now Charles doesn't come back. Charles Smith, he's not at the games. I'll be seeing all them other people. I don't be seeing Charles Smith.
Chris Dudley out there turning up with him. Jerome James comes out the woodworks.
Stephon Marbury, he's also low-key hilarious at these games.
Stephon will be on the court. And then they'll have their celebs going crazy. Fat Joe will be hugging 50 Cent. Joe Budden will
be looking for someone to hug, but no one will hug him.
Oh, come on, man. They'll make sure Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, we need to make sure Tracy's okay. If Tracy coming out for a game, we need to make sure my man's okay.
Yeah.
Look, there's Shay. Not what I hope for SBA, game one.
He looked good, though.
He looked good, but not what I was hoping for game one.
Yeah.
He went heavy on the jewelry.
Before, so, he's probably trying to figure it out.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Elle Duncan, though, she wins league fits every time she on TV.
Yeah.
All right. Great stuff, Jay. We appreciate you as always, my man.
No problem.
Before you go, you want to... get a Darvin Ham joke off before you go, or nah?
I wish him all the best. I have nothing to say about. I hadn't even thought about the man.
Wow. Okay.
Now, I'm just over here enjoying basketball, and
Daniel's killing it today. He said Jeremy Lin gonna be hugging Melo.
Amari Stoudemire's. I mean, it would be the greatest.
New York about to go crazy.
you thought Vivek bringing back like the Kings from 20 years ago was crazy? They're going to bring back everyone.
Charlie Ward. Like,
they're going to go to the 80s.
Someone might find Phil Jackson.
Every coach will be forgiven.
Bill Bradley was there at the game.
Phil's going to have
six.
One of those David Letterman beards like down to his chest.
Yeah, he's going to come in smelling straight like cannabis.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's a good point. Yeah, we haven't seen Phil in a long time.
Yeah, well, Jeannie going to come find him again. And Phil.
Oh, God.
Jay, we appreciate you, man. Thank you, brother.
Man. Take care, y'all.
That's our man, Jason Jones of The Athletic.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.